A former New Hampshire correctional officer is drawing on some of his real-life experiences in his debut novel. David Maloney of Lowell worked in a New Hampshire jail for 4 years, an environment he describes as complete stress every day. His recent book, titled Barker House, follows some fictional correctional officers in a fictional jail with some real messages about the criminal justice system. David, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you worked in the Hillsborough County Department of Corrections in New Hampshire from 2007 to 2011. Why or what did you want to take from that experience and put it into a novel?
When I first started working there in the academy, one of the things that was impressed upon us is how the public thinks about corrections officers. A lot of times in the media, in movies, TV shows, they are bullies. They're sadistic, they're violent. Some officers aren't like that. Most actually aren't like that. And so I wanted to show the real experience of what it was like to work at a county jail.
And you profile 9 correctional officers in your novel. I mean, some of them are caretakers, but some of them are bullies. How would you describe what your relationship with prisoners was like when you worked in the jail?
When I first started working there, I was teamed up with an officer who would be considered a bully, and I was following what he was showing me you could get away with. I think there's 2 ways you can go, and I was going the wrong way. The persona that I took on in the jail didn't reflect how I was in real life at all. I thought it was what I needed to do to survive the job, and I was completely wrong.
So tell me, what things happened that made you realize you were going down the wrong path and needed to make changes?
So I was starting to act the way I was on the job after I left. A lot of times the administration would tell you to leave your baggage at the door. And sometimes I didn't know what baggage to leave, my personal baggage or the work baggage. And it started to blend into, I was having problems in my personal life and my professional life. And so I think that was when I decided, you know, I need to make a change. And, you know, it did affect my career. If you're looked at as a nice officer, they call you an inmate hugger. You get ragged on by other officers. So it can really stall your career if you change from that tough guy mentality.
At one point in your novel, one of the COs tells another CO who is struggling with the beating of a prisoner, this place will change you. If it doesn't, you won't be in it. Do you believe that?
Yes, I totally believe that. And I've seen it. I think I did my academy with 14 other cadets, and only about 7 made it after the first, 4 months. You have to really make a decision. Is this something that you're prepared to do? Are you prepared to change yourself? It comes out in that story. The officer is really struggling with, do I stop this? Do I join in? Do I tell somebody? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The beatings, that was my breaking point. You know, lying on reports and being told to lie on reports. That was something that I just could not do anymore.
What do you want people to know about the correctional system from writing this novel? Because it seems as if you're really saying that this is a system that perpetuates this.
I want people to know that the system is failing almost everybody involved, especially during COVID right now. The sanitary conditions, the overcrowding, the understaffed officers, that leads to stress and outbursts and missteps. So I want people to know that this system needs reform, it needs to change, and it's not just inmate reform, it's also officer reform.
Do you think you still feel the effects of your experience as a correction officer?
I do. I have post-traumatic stress. I still dream about the jail. I don't think it'll ever truly leave me. And I thought maybe writing this book would release some of that. But it actually sent me deeper down back into the jail walls and the cells and the smells and the sounds. So I'm not sure if I could ever escape the work I did.
David Maloney, a former New Hampshire correction officer and now a writer and teacher and author of the new book, Barker House. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.